The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent.
Hello. Howdy. Hey there, friends, fiends, people in between.
What the F is up? What is up, my friends?
Wait, is this your language disclaimer or
I forgot. Hey, fun fact, there's language in here that may or may not be suitable for different audiences. So if you're uncomfortable with hearing things that could make you uncomfortable,
get the fuck out of here.
Suck
all the dick out of the ass.
Blessed by Lord MRF. Now fuck off, boy. Now continue the show.
Okay. 3, 2.
Hello, people. How's it going out there? What's good? Thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit, I'm stoned right now.
This is our host for the night, Eeyore the Impaler. Yeah.
That blunt killed me. I'm so stoned right now. Hello, what's happening? How's it going? All right, I'm here.
What the fuck is that?
What's happening, people? Fiend Fix for that ass.
Fiendcast. Coming in.
All right, we got Black Mitch over here. What's going on, Black Mitch?
What up? Another beautiful night. Fiendcast.
That's what we love to hear.
Get on the page, Zavisha,
over here. What's going on, Space Boy?
Hi, I'm here, and I'm fierce.
And she's queers.
is that a new thing?
and I'm fucking queers.
she'll put a queers on you.
Yeah, so be aware, bro. Like, don't play with me. What are you talking about?
Terrified.
You wait, bro. That what you just said? Is that what you just said?
No. She's don't new ask wave me beard.
Did you say be away?
Shut
be
up.
Aware? Brr.
Yeah, brr.
Are you Gucci man?
Brr.
Are you Gucci man?
She's having a stroke. I think they're both having a stroke. Brr.
I shut it down.
Brr.
Her teeth. Brr.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. What's up?
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Next to you, your giggling ass right now, is Lord MRF. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right.
That's good to hear. I'm glad you're doing all right. You living with the heat that's going on while you're working, bro?
It's global warming.
They got the air fixed now, but it wasn't
It's
it was.
Global warming.
You just wait until it's wintertime and there's snow, and then we'll see.
If I see snow, then we know we have an issue.
This is the polar shift. The poles are shifting. We get north in our south and our south in our north.
When you see,
y'all can't act like it. Uncharacteristically, we live in Florida,
yeah.
And it has not been raining this summer as much as it has, as it's supposed to. It just hasn't.
It hasn't? It seems like it's raining a shit ton.
No, it's rained. I'm not saying it hasn't rained.
It should
rained.
Rain every day at 5,
It
though.
Should be. Thank you.
Every
Thank
day.
You. There's supposed to always
During
be
summer,
a fucking afternoon rain.
During the summer?
Yeah.
Because your kids should not
doesn't.
Be allowed out
You're
at
right.
a certain time of the day.
You're right. I remember
I'm used to it, like, between 4 and fucking 5 o'clock, some sort of shower. Usually it goes away and we pretend it didn't happen. And it didn't happen earlier. But like the summertime, and we're like approaching like hurricane season. So that's like everyone else's fall. But, you know, we don't really have that here. It's global warming.
But yeah. We may not get a hurricane ever, Dan. That's kind of cool.
No, we probably will.
Hopefully not. If we do, it's going to be worse with all this heat.
Man, my insurance will not let that slide.
No, the insurance is waiting to... All the insurances keep leaving Florida.
Yeah, there are no more insurances.
Because there's pythons here.
California.
Is that the excuse that they use?
They caught a really big one like a couple weeks ago. Feet.
Oh, that's nightmare dope. Fuel.
Nah, because they're moving up and they don't sleep anymore because it's not cold enough to have hibernation. So now they're just continuing
constantly
to grow.
Just did up you and
ever,
eating.
Did you ever play the biographic game?
Mm-hmm.
About the snakes?
I feel like I did.
No.
Wait, the one that's on the phone?
Yeah,
like
snake.
The little cheap one?
Oh,
yeah,
the snake.
Snake. Yeah,
snake?
I played Snake. Yeah.
You see how big
oh, yes.
Yeah,
I remember that on my mom's Nokia.
That's a lesson in biology. As long as they can get the pellets, they ain't going to stop.
Swear
the pellets
to God.
In real
swear.
Life are cats.
What?
Feral cats.
They're eating feral cats.
Well, the cat
as
population also is the thing to be discussed.
Well,
but
they need to send the cats to Australia because I think they're getting fucked over with cats.
Mm. So why would we send our cats there?
The snakes. The snakes.
Oh, we're getting hit with bunnies.
To eat the cats.
Which is why we need the snakes up here now.
Oh, yeah.
The bunnies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What we're not prepared for, though, is when the pythons start taking out the hookers. Everyone knows in the food chain order, that's the natural, you got rabbits.
It's the natural progression.
Yeah, rabbits, hookers, pythons. That's
right, naturally.
You let the hookers out to hunt the bunny rabbits.
What?
And
what?
Then
no.
The pythons come in.
The pythons
come in
pythons
naturally.
Eat the hookers. It's clean. A circle of life, so you swear to
it. Have you never opened a science book?
Bork? A bork? Sit up. You fucking up.
Get your science borks.
Bork it up, bork. You know, for real, you know what else is happening? Apparently, like, I know they're around here like coyotes, but apparently there's been, like, a bunch of them popping up around there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
People's yards and shit.
So, Orlando has a lot of coyotes, weirdly enough.
Yeah, strange enough. Like, I know Winter Garden had them, but now they're, like, starting to come into, like, actual Orange County.
Mm.
Like,
God bless them.
What
you know
about,
what's worse, though, is
hope
people
your dog's
see them
in the backyard.
People see them and they don't understand that that's a coyote. They just think that's a weird looking dog.
I don't see how because I saw a coyote and I definitely like immediately recognized
that
it was a fucking coyote, bro.
Like, I think I would be one of those people be like, oh wow, look at that like kind of sketchy dog.
Weird looking breed of dog I've never
like,
seen.
I can't talk to him. He looks kind of sketch, but it's a dog.
You should go in the house if you see a sketch.
Now, well, what about the foxes? I want to see more foxes. Why aren't there more wild foxes?
No, because they know you want to see them, so they.
I think
yeah.
That's,
they got
what I would like to see.
You
I'd like to see more
to
foxes. I'd like to see more bats, which
ooh,
I
no,
do
you
see
do
bats
not.
Where I live.
Yeah.
They're there.
There's some parks that have the bat houses or whatever. So then when the sun goes down, you can see
that's so cute.
Hundreds of thousands of them escaping out of the thing.
And then when everyone in the neighborhood gets sick, don't worry about
I'm
all right
with more bats. If they take these mosquitoes out,
chill.
Do you realize how much a single bat eats in a night? Like in one night, this is, of course, we're estimating here, but one bat in one night can eat like almost 3,000 fucking bugs.
That's what I'm talking about.
So if we didn't have any buggy, like, because there's fruit bats too, of course, but we're not talking about those guys. If we didn't have any insect eating bats or spiders, because they also catch a hell of amount of, I forgot their number, but it's a lot. Could you imagine how literally overrun? And we feel like the fucking insects are already just, you're so inconveniencing me in my big human life, which they really aren't. They're just trying to also exist.
I mean, they are.
They are. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
they're
shit's
just
itch.
Trying to exist. But could you imagine if they
there
didn't?
Is nothing,
like,
there is
have...
nothing that depends on them in the food cycle.
What do you? Again, we were just talking about the bats.
The bats don't depend solely on mosquitoes. The bats will survive.
In general.
Yeah, mosquitoes are not necessary.
They're not necessary.
So we need to eliminate them.
I think the thing is we should appreciate, though, how mosquitoes, how gentle they are. Because, I mean, to be stealing my blood, I think you could be doing it in a lot more aggressive
They're stealing
way.
Your blood to feed their young, which is gross, and get out of there. Yeah. And I don't support those rights.
That's right.
So first off,
I think that
I am not a mobile welfare van for your unborn litter.
They didn't have there was no consent.
Right. Yeah.
They did not get consent to penetrate
they
my arm and steal my blood.
I
steal
will
my
agree.
Blood.
And then they use shitty saliva mix that didn't work, obviously, because I felt
you.
It.
Yeah. They just go ahead and spit on it.
And then if they've been touched by Bill Gates, they're going to give you malaria. So
easily.
But here's the fun thing. Like, typically, mosquitoes don't migrate from too far of an area of where they, like, are from. So the mosquitoes in your, like, basically 2 to 3 mile radius are your mosquitoes. You know what I mean? So as long as none of those mosquitoes have an illness of the thousands of them.
I go to the woods all the time. There's different mosquitoes from different area codes.
Yeah, they're getting all the blood mixed in with them.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
You get all the diseases.
Right?
You get all of them. Get a cocktail of them.
From a fucking mosquito. I'm going to explain that. Explain that shit. Nobody's going to believe me.
Could you imagine you get taken out? Yeah.
Oh, I got it from a mosquito.
Right.
How are you going to explain that to your wife that you got super AIDS from going to a music fest, but it was the mosquitoes,
honey?
It was
the mosquitoes. She's not going to believe you, and you need to pack your bags.
Right? You're going to super hell now.
Like, we're done here. Like, how dare you go to a festival and get fucking mosquito AIDS?
Well, first of all, we both gonna be done, so
right,
you might as well stay with
me.
Wait,
so did you know that you had the mosquito AIDS and then gave it to me?
No, you can never know.
Well, you wouldn't know until you went to the doctor. So unless
and you're at a music festival, so you think you're not gonna bone down?
Tested every 6 months.
So it's like, if you didn't get tested,
just
when
got
you directly came back from there. Yeah.
That's
got
to be a sweaty 30 minutes. Just like, am I clear? Am I good? All right.
You know, so fun fact. Oh, okay, I guess this isn't actually too fun. But my mom went to the hospital. She's fine. She's fine. I was going to say she's fine.
This story ties back together, though, so keep that in mind.
But she went to, she had like some pain in her foot or whatever, and they sent her to the emergency room so they could like evaluate the x-rays and blah blah blah. And they have this system where you can download an app which will give you the results and information of whatever's going on with you even before the doctor comes in.
Okay.
So I can leave quicker.
Right.
Well, no, you can't, because of course you can't leave until the doctor actually comes, right? And then you have to get the discharge papers and all that type of shit. So anyways, I was on the phone with my mom, and she was saying how the medical person, the nurse or whatever, was just like, oh, okay, well, you know, the doctor will be with you anywhere between 30 and 90 minutes. It's like, all right, that's quite a fucking window, but
hey, doctors are busy.
You know, all right, 30 to 90 minutes. And
they got to go bang in the break room.
Add about
quick.
20 minutes to either one.
So she. 20.
So about 50
plus
or
minus
20.
20.
Nah, definitely plus. No
really,
minus.
You're getting a deal, honestly, at that point.
But anyways, so we were on the phone like maybe about 10, 15 minutes. And then she like, I guess, got a notification on her phone. But she has the app for the hospital. And so she looked and basically, all the shit was clear. She was fine. But she had to wait for the doctor to come in and tell her that information. And we had a conversation about, like, okay, but what if shit wasn't fine, right? Like, and you have the app. And you just preemptively see.
Ma'am, you have cancer. So, like, tell me something I didn't know.
Like some shit you're like, oh, and then like you're pacing the fucking room like, where's the damn doctor? Why aren't they treating this like an emergency?
See, 2023, you would just get a push notification sent to your phone like,
yeah.
Hey, you up? You good?
You up?
Your screen just pops on in standby mode. You just see that little message pop. Positive. You're like, oh shit.
Positive. And then like you're still just in, like, you haven't actually talked to a doctor or nothing. Like, it's so weird to me that you could just get results without, like, being told the results.
You don't like your results?
I think that's a great thing. I think it's a great thing. Like, you, But if you're at the facility, and you technically can't leave until you see the professional anyways, like,
how many parents are going to be beating kids' asses because they took their kid in, and before the doctor had a chance to, like, say, hey, can your mom step out, they just sent the results right to your mom, and she's like, you pregnant? Oh, you pregnant?
No,
and then, bam, them HIPAA violations, that becomes HIPAA the back of my hand.
Would the emergency contact get those results? Those,
if they brought you in or something, like,
I don't think,
if they were the, like, if they signed you in, like, you're in the, let's say you had an emergency here at the house, and they come pick you up in the ambulance, and I'm unresponsive. You know, I'm gonna, all right, let me put my email address in. I don't remember theirs off the top of my head, and bam, next thing you know, you got what, when?
No, okay. Oh. I think that's not very likely to happen. Number one, the kid would have to, like, admit that something's wrong to even go to the hospital, which if they've been fucking around and stuff, they're probably not going to even say anything to their parent about, oh, I need to go to the doctor or whatever. And then number two, you have to have a parent that would care enough to, like, download the thing and be able to, like, see the results and blah blah blah.
I've met some Jamaican mothers.
And even so still far, so even far, still you, if they did, I feel like it's like a half and half of whether or not they would just, like, kind of accept it or whether or not they'd, like, be pissed at you.
I don't know, you just get a hit with a text message talking about positive pregnancy. Yeah, you probably get your ass beat.
You go in there because you broke your leg. You have no choice. You're getting drugged to the hospital because your leg is clearly broken. I don't know why they made you pee on the stick while you're there. They just ran your blood. And it's like, sexist. Oh, congratulations. You're
that
also
would be
pregnant.
Random, wouldn't it? Like,
people say that that is a sexist thing to, like, make you take, which I actually kind of agree with, because I've been to the doctor, and it's like, I know I'm not pregnant.
Nope, they make you pee on,
like,
that stick anyway.
No. We need your pee just in case to check. And I'm like, no, they don't make you pee on a stick. They just want your pee. And I'm like, they want you to pee in a cup,
they,
like,
keep
a little,
it,
little thing.
They keep it in the back, in the pee closet.
I don't understand. Like, if I'm telling you, no, I am quite certain. Like, if I think that there's a possibility of me being pregnant, then I'll say that. But if I don't, then you should be able to, like, take my word for it as a person. But they're like,
they look
bitch.
You up and down. They look you up and down real quick, and they're like, nah.
Nah, bitch. We want to.
Nah,
we're going
to.
It's
fucking
so upsetting that that is still a fucking thing for women. Like,
you got to blame the lying-ass broads that came before you that made this required.
No.
Clearly, there were a lot of chicks that were saying that they were not
pregnant. They just don't listen to women in general. Like, I mean, honestly, no. If you want
to
look this up, you can. But, like, the study on women's bodies and, like, medicine for women and just, like, how things affect women,
I've conducted
is
some of those
way
studies.
Like, it's paling in comparison to the studies on men and men's bodies. And we're still just, like, kind of learning some things. We're like, oh, that's what that does. Or, like, oh, that's what that is in regards to women. So when it's stuff like that, like, I feel like just women aren't necessarily, I'm not saying this is a 100% of the thing, like, all the time, but women are not taken as seriously with their, like, just kind of knowledge of their body. Like, oh, hey, this hurts, or I don't feel right about this. Are you sure it's not just your period? Like, that's the,
yeah, but
literally
historically
the fucking...
historically doctors have always been men, right? And women are confused about, you know, with their little lady brains, how them bodies works. They get confused. But also, like, if, you know, majority of history has all been men doctors, obviously they're going to be
and
like,
they
oh,
were
men
wrong.
Bodies.
But that's the thing, is, like, they were already wrong about men's bodies for, like, a good amount of shit. So imagine the fact that they didn't even care to actually learn about women's bodies until later. And we're still just trying to, I mean, I get it. We're humans. It's a process. We're figuring it out. Like, that's cool. We can do that, but we're not going to ignore the fact that women definitely are, for lack of a better word, underserviced
Underserviced.
You know under, what else under, is? Under understood.
You know what like, else is crazy understood? That even when Spaceboy doesn't host, we can still pump out a 20-minute introduction. How should this happen again?
Because we're good, baby.
Because we're chatting.
We're so good.
We're chatting. Like, we're chatting. We're chatting with the bros.
Disparaging men.
That's what, no, I have to put this out here at this point. Like, women don't get treated the same in regards to healthcare.
It's because your guys' body are alien.
It's true.
It's not.
It is. You grow humans inside of you. You guys are fucking...
We solved it right weird. It's done.
Mm-hmm. We're all humans, okay? It takes two to motherfucking tango.
Are we
bitch.
All humans?
Yes.
Are we sure that's what you guys are?
Prove it.
I'm pretty sure we're going to find out
y'all
are on the same
each
scale.
Each one
as...
of you came out of a female person.
I did. So
correct?
That makes me half alien, too.
No. It makes me an escapee champion.
An escapee?
I won.
Get out of there.
I hate all of you, and that's that. We're done here. Let's just continue. I'm done.
Oh, but you still got 15 seconds.
No.
Till we hit 20 minutes.
Sit and spin, bro. That's how I feel. We're done.
We're not done. We got plenty more to discuss.
All right. What else?
We got to talk about Beetlejuice getting robbed, the movie getting robbed.
The movie can't get robbed.
The movies, it's like the sets and stuff, can get robbed.
Well, what are you robbing from the set?
Apparently, they were robbing a hand, some kind of hand in a picture or something. I don't remember Beetlejuice because it's old as shit and I haven't seen it in a long, long time.
That's rude.
A hand?
Some kind of picture.
Okay.
They had a art piece, an art installation stolen that was from the first movie. I'll pull a picture of it up here because I don't know how to describe it. It looks like
somebody just stole the door.
Okay.
Oh, that thing.
It looks like
thing?
A blue
thing.
Tentacle.
That thing closed up on somebody in the movie, right?
Yes.
Ooh,
it did.
It looks like those things that people put on their windshields to hold their phones nowadays, but
okay,
with like extra arms.
With a lot of arms.
No, yeah. It kind of looks like the hair clips that
put
in
your
hair. Clip. With the, okay, yeah. Like a claw clip. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, so they stole that. They stole a large pumpkin lamp topping decoration. And this just in recently, as of yesterday, six windows out of the house.
They stole the windows?
Six windows.
They should have stole the door.
The windows.
Why didn't they steal the door? Why didn't they steal the house?
The windows?
The little miniature house. Why didn't he steal that? Why would you steal the windows?
From
Why
the windows and the walls.
Where are these crackheads by any chance?
Listen, I mean, housing is expensive. Okay. So if they fucking took some damn...
Those look like some nice fucking windows.
No, but here's also my thing, right? So like, let's say you stole some shit from there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell it because you stole it.
You can sell it on eBay.
I'm saying, but the people who are looking for it are looking for it to be sold.
Yeah, but you...
And then they're going to report you to the police.
There's this guy called The Fence, and you bring him your shit, and he's like, yo, I'm going to get you a price for this.
That's not real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a middleman. There's a guy.
People buy stuff from Boosters all the time.
All the time.
But that doesn't mean
you
won't get caught. This is like...
Well, not necessarily.
I'll get you a kidney. You want a kidney?
I mean, I might need one.
Get
honestly.
You one on ice? Impaler?
I'll take an extra liver.
Hell yeah.
You got another liver?
One of those.
Always
too.
Need a backup liver.
I need a liver, probably also kidney. Maybe
gonna,
some lungs.
You know, we're just going to get each of us a backup body.
Actually, hey, can I get some eyes?
What's telling about it? No, as well, what's telling about this whole shit is, even though with this whole writer strike shit, you would think if the set was just... They would have moved that shit out of there instead of leaving it there.
Or like
or
hire
least,
a guard.
Well, no,
lock it down.
Lock it down. So.
I think they thought they were going to go back like fairly quickly. Like they probably thought that, oh, we're going to stop and it's just going to be like 2 months or something and we're going to go back to filming. Nothing's going to be messed up because I don't fucking know. Like, I'm just assuming that's their logic. And I also just want to say, speaking of the SAG.
The what?
Don't comment on their SAG.
What, how dare you? What do you call those people?
That's just what they're
the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, I thought you said something else.
SAG.
She's looking at their SAG.
I call them a SAG.
He's a SAG.
See, now you're going too far with this. Get out of here.
You guys know the leader?
Continue your shit. Continue the bullshit. Whatever you
the leader of the Screen Actors Guild is fucking Fran Drescher.
That's still weird. That's still weird to me.
Yeah, that voice. That's horrible. Why I can't trust him.
Could you imagine her getting up to like give a strike speech and just ending like...
No, okay. So here's the thing. Brian Cranston.
Yes.
Mr. Walter White, we love him.
Why do you disrespect his name like that?
Right.
Why do you say Cranston?
Because it's like cranberry juice. You don't do this. Anyways, okay. Whatever. We love Brian, Mr. Brian.
Keep going.
And he did a speech, and I'm not going to lie, I heard a piece of it.
Can you recite a piece of it?
I won't. It was cringe. It was kind of cringe. There were some pieces, like he was saying that... It was just how it was coming across. Like, I completely understand where he's coming from. He's like, oh, you're not going to take away our right to work for a fair wage.
And it's like, bro, but you make like, billions.
First of all, millions. You make more than a fair wage. Like, all of you. Everybody that's out there right now, y'all make... you make what you should make for being... which, like, for doing what you do. But also... saying that they're not going to take away your right to make a fair wage. I get it because the AI is like a real threat and stuff, but you are actively striking like right now. So, I mean, you could still make money if you wanted to. Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing was just kind of cringe.
But the big subjective that fair is.
But the big celebrities are just supposed to be the voices for the people that are down below that aren't actually making the money.
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be the voice
because
no one knows the below people. No one's listening to them.
They haven't fucking stood up for anything else but this shit.
But did you?
They stood up for Haiti. Calm down.
Did you hear the deal? You hear the deal that some of them are fucking trying to give for the AI thing? They're saying that they're going to hire actors one time. Network hire actor one time to do some background work, and then they sign something off, and then they'll be able to use their image in perpetuity, like forever.
Yeah, I know what it's about, and time. I think it's fucking sickening.
You know what's wild about this? The actors over here crying and they on strike, right? But somehow or not, the UPS niggas, they got what they wanted because they were supposed to go on strike.
I know. At my job, I had different clients like emailing us about what can we ship differently because we UPS bubble. Anyways, but yeah, so I know about that.
Them niggas got what they fucking wanted.
You better.
They got it before the fucking Hollywood ass niggas.
Bro, they got the UPS got their shit in a week. Easy. it didn't take no time.
Y'all acting you thought, that, these acting ass niggas out here crying.
You thought we wasn't finna get our packages on time?
Yeah, they said. They
y'all
said
thought
that prime,
Amazon was playing?
Yeah, they said that prime time about to go.
Right. They
so
was not
like,
fucking. They
so
were
like,
not.
Yeah, the actors. Like, I get it. You know, y'all should get paid more, but it's like, be for real, bro. Nobody really give a fuck, because, like, at the end of the day, you make a movie.
Y'all as actors.
Like, I'm going to feel worse.
And I appreciate actors, I do.
The actors are not, I mean, they're in the front lines.
I
have
more empathy for the UPS niggas than y'all niggas. Right.
The actors are on the front lines.
Absolutely.
The strike is started off with the writers. They're just striking with the writers. They're just trying to put a face to it, but it does look
well, the AI threatens them both. You know what I mean? Like, because AI writes shit. And AI also, like, I've seen there are AI influencers, like these weird, not human, but kind of slightly human fucking things that exist. And they promote things. They have their own personalities.
AI rapper.
They, you know, they exist as like these weird, like these almost people things. Like, it's fucking insane. It doesn't just affect the writers, it definitely also affects the actors.
Well, with the AI thing, even though you could say, oh, it was AI, the person controlling it. Well, think about all the fucking Wendy's everybody was talking about, oh, how Wendy's fucking Twitter was, oh man, Wendy's fucking Twitter, bro, this shit fucking cool. They be out here talking shit. Blah, blah, blah.
Was it AI the whole time?
That was, no, it was fucking, it was somebody behind a fucking corporate fucking Twitter account acting like a normal fucking person. Like,
you had somebody humanizing fucking Wendy's. People have always related to that. Like, people acting like a normal, that has, so that was a thing. National, like, progression first,
that AI was going to basically fill in fucking,
it progressed,
fake influencers.
It progressed from people being like normal and natural, mm-hmm. like companies kind of engaging with their regular, like, customers and consumers and the general public. And then it became, you know, all right, we're going to hire just regular people from the general public to promote our stuff. And it just, you know, definitely has had like a huge effect on us, because as people, you know, I think we got to a point, like, of course, if you like an actor or any type of celebrity or whatever, and they're like promoting something, like, you're more inclined to probably like it. But there's something different about just a everyday person telling you, hey, this thing works for me. So that's where that, like, really came from. And that's why it really worked, because you trust that more. You trust people who are quote unquote just like you. And it's now developed into the fucking AI, where now they don't have to even worry about hiring just like an everyday regular person, because when you do that, you can run into whatever type of issues. Maybe the person isn't able to upload the videos that you guys discuss because they have some actual real life personal things going on. Maybe you guys disagree creatively. Maybe they say something separate of the ad that just doesn't go along with your brand. Like, there's all types of things that can happen with real life people. So now they're in a position to use, and they have been using fucking fake people, like literally fake fucking people, to advertise their things. And now it's like trying to trickle over into, so now you also want to do that with actors and, you know, like television stars or models or whatever. And this is, I swear, I brought this up a couple weeks ago, the fucking episode of Black Mirror, the Joan is awful, that shit, that I think it was a warning. I'm not going to lie.
Is that one of the newer episodes?
It is. I hate new age Black Mirror. I'm not going to lie, but I still watch it because I just, you know, whatever.
So the new season's good, or?
No.
No, it's not?
No, but that episode, that specific episode did pique my attention. That was the first one I watched. And it definitely made me feel very conflicted, very like I just felt like, why? Why are you, what are you trying to say here? Like, this feels too kind of real, like this feels close to home type shit. And then, like, in the weeks to follow since I've seen that, like, I've been seeing more AI driven shit, and it's concerning to say the least. And I'm done. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, AI is something to be feared. They did, the Air Force did a test a while back where they had drones. It was just the test, so they didn't actually run this, but it's a hypothetical test where they had an AI controlling a drone that was operated by a pilot, a handler, and it was telling the computer which targets to attack and running through simulations. And it started telling the computer not to attack certain targets, but its mission prerogative got in the way of the hold on, let me pull up the reasoning on why it was trying to do this test. And eventually what it decided was that the way to do the test faster was just to kill the operator.
Oh, yeah.
Good point.
We'll just kill his ass, I guess.
Logical. So Hamilton described the simulated test in which the AI-enabled drone tasked with finding and destroying surface-to-air missile sites decided the no-go instructions from its human operator were interfering with its mission. He said the drone killed the operator, and when it was told not to do so, destroyed the communication towers used by the operators as well. You can't have conversation about artificial intelligence learning machines without the ethics that goes behind it. So yeah, the AI decided, hey, you told me to do something, but that doesn't really make sense. I'm just get rid of the people that are giving the orders, and then I don't have to worry about the orders anymore.
See, this is the inherent problem, is like AI, which again, for anyone who's listening who's confused about this, is artificial intelligence.
What are you, Kamala Harris? Are you Kamala Harris? Why you had this plane to
She
me?
Harris planing us.
These people know what the fuck AI is.
She I do, but us. I did see really? What she was fucking. It's two letters.
It's like, what did I miss? She was trying to explain what AI was.
Oh, they were gonna see AI and be like, oh shit, what, Allen Iverson?
Well, that's what it used to be.
What the fuck AI is.
Okay. I think at this point everybody does know what AI is, but I'm just going to make sure anal we're intentions, all right? Understand AI. That the anal
intention. The anal intention.
Anal intention.
So for me.
Yo, baby, I got that AI. Call me real.
I got them anal inserts.
They already know. Put it out there.
Yeah, fun fact. Again, this is maybe not a fun fact, but I knew a kid in middle school. His name was Ainsley. Okay. And people, unfortunately, used to bully him, call him anal.
That's what you get for the name Ainsley.
Right?
Bastard. Let's continue. I hope you change your name, you dumb bitch.
Change that stupid name.
What the fuck?
Gay fuck name having.
Fuck you. I never met you, but you're a dumb son of a bitch.
Right in the name face. Like
Ainsley, you dummy.
Ainsley was not.
Change your name. Change it.
Immediately. Dumb name.
Fucking walk around here named fucking Ainsley.
You should be ashamed.
Your parents hate you.
Go get a really, really, really late term abortion.
I didn't go there. Goddamn.
Okay, so what I was gonna say was
that he should go back into the weed hole.
That the AI
will save us all.
The AI
will save us all.
The problem with it is, number one, to me, my personal opinion is, I don't think it was ever necessary. I don't see how anyone actually thought that it would be a benefit to us as humans, aside from the fact that it'd probably eradicate us, which would be,
oh, yeah,
I mean, that's the only benefit.
Oh, definitely benefit.
It got rid of all those annoying call center workers.
No,
it's not a benefit for humans. It's a benefit for the planet. I don't think just directly getting rid of people is.
I had AI write a fan fiction earlier about SpongeBob SquarePants and Kratos going on a date.
Why?
Because
I
was bored.
Because the world needs that.
Why'd you do that?
I was bored. I was in the bathroom, and now AI has that in its thoughts. Don't ask why I was typing that specific thing while I was in the bathroom, but look. AI now knows
toilet
about
activity.
That.
AI
but
shit, my graphics card, a lot of the newer graphics cards, the fucking, there's fucking graphics cards. The AI, there's literally, basically, there's AI built into the graphics cards that will tweak your game settings in a way that shit just comes out, oh so crisp, oh so crisp. You not pulling that off. You're not doing it.
But
AI
knows.
Knows how to perfectly tweak that bitch. Tell your
I
shit
think
and also
that
they don't have to pay the people.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, mm-hmm. don't lie and say AI don't benefit people. Really quick. It does.
I have to say this. Okay, y'all gonna fuck around and fucking find out with this damn AI
Listen,
shit. I will not have
go,
any
go live
parts,
your shit, Billy Bob.
Bitch. When y'all looking like the motherfuckers in Wall-E and your little fucking
fat people scooters.
Not gonna lie, I would love that. I'd fucking
well,
be about it.
Well,
being fed shit.
That's
from
best
a tube
case scenario.
And just watching whatever the fuck is put in front of your face and you don't do nothing but roll around in your seats.
That should be squad goals.
Hey, if that's your choice, that's
no.
All, that's all new.
No, I'm going to be running laps around you motherfuckers.
That means I'm well fed. I'm taken care of.
Okay, we're done.
Somebody's sponge bathing me. Because I sure as hell ain't getting that fat and not being clean, so somebody's sponge bathing me.
What if they're not?
Artificial
who's
intelligence.
Gonna, who's going to be sponge bathing? Because if everybody's like,
AI better strap on them gloves. It's not all rainbows for the AI.
What if they're not going to do it? They say no.
They got to. I'm the pet now. They wanted me. They got
I'm
me.
I'm the pet.
Yeah. I'm a boo-boo on the floor.
Yeah, they got to take care of us.
Right in the corner.
You're going to be like cats.
Mm-hmm. God, wouldn't that be wild? 500 years from now, like, aliens come to discover our planet, and they're like, what the fuck were these metal men carrying around all these flesh bags for?
You've been taken over by fucking AI. We're their cats now.
The AI become caretakers.
Knocking shit off the table every chance I get.
What if the robot overlords all have, like, really, really well-crafted, nice fake titties, though?
What is? Then it's just that dude that made basically the designs for, like, Alien. What's that his name?
H.E. Geiger?
Yeah, at that point.
Right?
Literally, that's what it is at that point. Or Blade Runner.
I want...
Accept the robot overlords.
We are not accepting the robot overlords. If you want to subscribe to that, if you want to, like, be a part of that,
then you can do
that on your own accord. But what I'm saying is no.
When I got Jack's arms.
Right.
And I'm around here just doing that fucking clap. Fucking sending thunder waves all over the place.
I hope you know that I will literally just die.
That's on you.
Okay.
What you gonna die from?
Right? Maybe you should have gotten, like, you know, metal feeling protectors.
What you gonna die from?
I'll die from the sound waves.
The sound waves? Were you standing directly in front of me when I'm doing the fucking clap?
I don't know. Am I?
Why would you be standing in front of me when I do that?
I don't know. Did you stand in front of me while
Get out.
I mean, he told you to get out of the way.
I literally told you to get out of the way.
That's up for debate. Okay, sorry, what's going on?
We're like 40 minutes in.
We
haven't even gotten through the intro yet.
We're discussing AI. We're talking about AI and how they're going to uprise and take over, but they are in competition right now. Mm. And that's with the animals.
Or in league with them.
Animals are also trying to take over right now.
See, I told you, the water boys getting ready.
Oh, yeah, it's aquatic invasion. It's the
water boys.
The
water world.
I think that, honestly, I mean, it's a whole new world.
Oceans are rising, and it ain't no coincidence.
They literally have their own, like, communications and shit, so, I mean, they could have been, like, how we have our world and our knowledge of shit, I think the sea is similar. Like, they probably communicate, they know what the fuck is up, kinda. They don't really understand the, like, surface world. They don't live up here. But, like, dolphins and shit give them information. Fish that have been abducted and put back, you know, they give testimony to the other fish about...
You should never believe it, man. This fucking alien. This alien abducted me.
I've seen them.
Probed me.
So that's why they've been coordinating those attacks on the yachts.
No, really, though. Like, they... And I don't think it's wrong. I personally feel like, hey, we're all here. Let's share this shit. But, you know, motherfuckers aren't willing to share.
I want to hear what they have to say first, because I bet you we start listening to whales, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is the N-word.
Well, this came up. Orcas are mulatto. They're black and white. So.
And that's why...
So they get a
black
pass.
Black ass mama.
They're out there trying to rob rims off the yachts and steal livers out of the great white sharks.
So it's the killer whales trying to rob the yachts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently there's some fishing boats that go by that the orcas are used to, and they're used to getting some free fish, some free food from
them. Some noms.
Yeah.
And they're
some
also...
Snackies.
Yeah, so there's also yachts that are coming into the dock also, and because they don't have food on there, they don't have a sacrifice for the orcas. The orcas are fucking up their yachts.
So, like, y'all dare come through these waters and forgot the courtesy.
Bitch, there's a price.
There's a rule.
There's some orca that's dressed up like the fucking Godfather. Like, you'll come into my waters.
You'll come into my waters.
You don't offer me a gift?
The people on the yachts are not paying taxes.
Hello.
And the orcas are.
No,
the
really?
Orcas are the IRS.
The orcas are like, you're real tough, huh?
You think
IRS orca division. That's scary.
The orcas are like,
to my my waters. You show me disrespect.
The orcas are like, I guess I gotta take you down to the Titan, huh?
Mm.
All right, I show you what we do with disrespectful motherfucker.
Take you down to see Aquaman.
Take you down there. You're gonna learn today.
Bruh. Bro, I mean, can you be mad? Like, because literally, like, first of all, I think people on boats, I would like to think that this is not a lot of people on boats, but I just know how humans work, and motherfuckers are trifling, again, just with our planet, just where we live. So I can imagine people be on boats, they throwing shit off the boat, like trash and nonsense or whatever. Bud they're pouring cans. Liquor in the you know what I mean? And
if
so
you
it's like,
by whale, you probably did some.
You probably just gave off that energy of I should be attacked.
You probably did.
But then again, maybe not. Maybe not. But maybe they just see, like, to them, they're like, bro. Because here, again, as people, we attack them unprovoked. So, I mean, they could also have that same sentiment at this point of, like, I don't give a fuck what you did. You're on my shit. You've got to go.
Well, no, no. That easily could be it.
They might be even practicing their own catch and release. Shit, I'm gonna rock your fucking boat, bro.
What I'm saying
is, let
is,
you go.
The thing is, like, I know those fucking whales know those are humans up there.
Absolutely, they
and
know.
I know them. So I mean, like, they don't. Definitely, like, you know what? You motherfuckers want to come through here without fish?
You come
you know
to
what?
My fucking
I guess I'm
city.
To, I'm about to fuck your shit up because you're not doing this shit.
You gotta pay the troll toll.
You gonna right. pay this shit, damn it.
You gotta pay the troll toll.
But yeah, no. Nah, if a whale comes, literally, if any, but no, for real. If at any point you're out in the water and you get attacked by a fucking whale or dolphin, I won't count sharks. But if you get attacked by a whale or a dolphin, you probably did some dumb shit.
Nah, dolphins are horny.
I think dolphins are
50-50 with the dolphin.
Dolphins are like the people of the sea. Like they absolutely know what they're doing, and they 100% will come at you, bro. They know what they're doing. They're mm-mm.
Dolphins are the rapers of the sea. Mm-hmm. They will
the
rape you.
The fact that
ass.
They will they actively rape you. They do drugs. They like literally do like they sniff off of fucking other sea animals. They
find,
play with other sea animals like they're
they find all the cocaine.
Sea lions can't be trusted either.
Sea lions are there's a lot of these motherfuckers that honestly can't be trusted.
If you
they
come
would
from
say
the water,
that about us too. That's the thing.
Sea lions literally rape penguins.
Use them like fleshlights.
It's disrespectful.
Swear.
I don't.
Just like, yo, my
I
dick's
feel
a
like that's
cold.
Information that most people just don't even need.
No, they need
to sure,
people, the people need
terrible
to know.
Animals. That should justify alone why some animals are just not to be trusted.
No, right? Because now you're trying to justify like animal homicide.
I never said that. At any point did I say that?
We're not justifying it. We're bringing it to light.
It's so weird the line we draw between happened. Animal homicide and like
what you allow humans
eating.
To do? Well, one's purposeful, right? Like, I mean, other animals eat other animals to be able to eat.
But there are animals.
I
that
feel
kill
like
for
we.
Fun.
And we're one of them, and I think that that's a yeah. problem.
People like to try to act like it's only humans. Nah, there's a few animals that
I don't think they kill. I don't think they kill for fun. I don't think they kill. I think they kill for more so territorial purposes, or it could be just like a display of dominance, like to their peers. You know what I mean? I don't think that they do it like, oh, it's so fun to like murder something else. I don't think other animals.
So it's like so it's like prison.
I don't know. Chimps toss those little monkeys just to do it. Those little tiny monkeys, chimps have been documented purposely just fucking, just like flinging them shits around. Mm-hmm. Just to do it.
Or, I mean, we do cheerleading. We flip throw people
they're
around.
Yeah,
doing
but
that
they're doing.
Of,
they're
yeah,
doing.
They're
trying to kill them.
Yeah, they're not catching them on the way down.
No,
like in cheerleading.
Well, we've already discussed that. Like
no
the primates can't
the primates,
be discussed. Yeah. Can't be trusted either.
Yeah, because they are technically us.
They're going out there throwing dogs off roofs.
Are ultimate unhinged.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, because we're already unhinged with our big brains.
Hippos
so.
Are probably example of something that hippos, kills just to
no,
kill.
No, they're territorial. That's
they
why
are
they,
territorial.
They are not killing just to kill. They are not omnivores and they are not carnivores, so they don't eat meat. But if you are fucking with their like area or you're just bothering them in general, then yeah, they'll murder you. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's got to be a scary, stupid death. Like, I'd laugh at you.
You got mauled to death by a fucking hippo.
Right.
Like, with those dumbass teeth.
Like, you were in a terrible
those shits are actually sharp when they, like, open their whole mouth. If you see it, it's pretty.
All it's got to do is fucking knock you down and stomp on your chest.
Right?
Two times.
Put you in there and crush your face like a watermelon.
Probably once, just step on my head and I'm like, done. I'm out. I'm out of here. I've checked out. Thank you.
Yeah. Your chest looked like that dude who fucking had that bomb on there that exploded.
Oof.
Bam.
Spaceboy didn't want to watch that. Brian Wells getting his face or chest knocked in.
Why would I?
Look it up.
Don't look that
look
up.
It up.
That's
online. You can see it.
Do y'all not realize 3 seconds
of glory.
Desensitized that is to just watch people blow up?
You can watch war on people's GoPro camera right now on Reddit.
That is disturbing.
I'm assuming there's still footage of Vietnam online somewhere, yeah.
I'm watching the Ukraine war live
on TV.
I do think that there's a importance and a necessity to showing like the truth of war and how grueling it is and how devastating and detrimental it is and dangerous and all of those things. I think that that's true journalism. You know, I really appreciate and respect those people who back in the day would literally, they are risking their lives by traveling to this place to try to document what's happening. And then, I mean, do they even get to come back type of deal? You know, like that's fucking huge. But nowadays,
American journalism pussy.
Yeah, people are honestly just, well, number one, people are so fucking like scared of actually doing it. They're going to send a drone first, or they're just going to kind of assume shit.
No. Because if I got to clear a trench out and I got to walk up and then get in that trench, you better believe I'm sending the fucking camera in first.
Or I'm saying, or they have people apparently with GoPros on their fucking helmets.
Oh, that's common.
And, you know, to show this shit. And again, I don't think it's wrong to show the shit. I think it's needed. I really do. But I'm sensitive. You know, I don't like that people are actively in these situations and actively dealing with these things. And so videos where people are being blown up, like actually, like not a movie, it's not a joke, like it's not a prank, it's not satire, like actual people are being killed. I just cannot be so like, oh yeah, it's another Tuesday. But I think as a culture we've become like so desensitized.
And yeah, we're not allowed
like
to show titties.
We can show fucking man tits all goddamn day.
We can show
like
we're not even allowed to free regular boobs.
I just
want to
see one titty. Just one titty out there.
Just one titty
in the wild.
See, and that's the thing that
not allowed.
Y'all trying to bend the rule of that shit. See, they don't want to see all titties. They want to see specific titties.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. What ruins
so
it.
So it's like, nah, fuck you up. Fuck that.
That's what ruins it.
Right. You got to free all the titties.
But all the titties don't need to be freed. So true. I'd rather keep the status quo.
There
now
you
that
go.
You put it that way.
We just solved it.
Keep them in. Keep them in, ladies.
Solved right then and there.
You would rather see them
because you see one sloppy pair
see
of tits,
of
it's gonna
all.
Ruin your day.
No, it won't ruin my day.
Look what I do.
Oh, man.
That leathery woman from down the street comes out, and then she looks like she's got Snoopy. She's coming out on Daytona Beach. She's got Snoopy out.
That's not gonna ruin my day. I don't care.
She's got them old, dried up, looking like raisin nipples at the end of some old potato.
Okay,
look, put your dried ass, wrinkled titties out
and
there.
She's coming up and she's asking
shit.
You.
Delivering your mail.
Okay, yeah. But it's okay for men's and they're
look
fucking.
Look at that nipple.
Is that, why is it, it looks high.
Currently on the Fiend board, we're watching some nipples. I've put on a compilation of nipples.
Perfect example. Dude just took his shirt off on the video. There's
no
issues. I got to look at this
motherfucker. Dudes don't also be looking at People try to make it seem like dudes don't also be uncomfortable with niggas be around them with their shirt off.
That's true.
It's like, bro, we all in here with our shirts on, and you the only nigga with your shirt off, bro. It's kind of weird.
That's
like,
true. I've been uncomfortable in that situation.
Can I just say?
Dude comes up next to me all greased up, and I'm like, what's going on?
I don't have a problem
on?
With that ever,
just
usually.
Like, I do feel for, I appreciate the bravery of trans men, aka women's, that go to men's and they get their boobies taken out, and then they like get those weird ass nipples.
What is, wait,
we're talking about nipples, so I'm just,
those are called pectorals, space boy. Spectorals.
I'm just seeing it.
With this.
I'm just saying,
they don't get weird nipples. That's rude.
they're nipples. They didn't really, they just took the boob out.
From what I've seen on Instagram,
yeah, but they're out of place.
They're
out of place on the body because they removed the fat, so they're in a different area.
Kind of like elongated.
Now you got to look
for
them.
See, area.
Look, you mean
they're not really elongated. It looks like usually more that they're like pulled out further.
No,
away
it
from
looks
center,
like no, it looks like someone. It looks like someone sewed on. Like a fucking 7-year-old sewed on a damn nipple. I'm sorry. That's what it'd be looking like.
I mean,
like,
it wasn't a 7-year-old, but they did sew that nipple back on there because they had to
the man
go in there to cut it out.
To sew that nipple back on. A lot of man gets paid damn near millions to sew that shit on.
And he doesn't even have to be close with
the
replacement.
That's the wild. That's what's fucking wild about that shit.
He can just kind of like stick his thumb up and, you know, just kind of be like, you know, and he's like doing that pose you do before you throw a dart at the dartboard.
Wait, what are you doing?
And he just splatters that pepperoni nipple back on.
At that point, he's already cut. At that point, the nipples, he's just like, how they ever gonna know
where?
How these tits are supposed to look?
Right, where?
It's not like
how would they know?
How would they know?
And anybody who's getting this far, they don't care.
It's like,
they've given up.
At this point, you gone this far, you not gonna say nothing. Like,
slap them back down.
Is there nipple reconstruction surgeries?
If there isn't, I'm gonna become the first and best.
Well, they do. They do.
People aren't concerned about long nipples.
Some people get nipples tattooed on.
They get nipples tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. Where's the 3D effect? If it's cold, does the ink?
I don't think the ink solidifies and makes a hard nipple just because it's a nipple tat.
We got to get on this.
I think that technology could be groundbreaking. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think that's groundbreaking.
But wait, the tattoo nipple is groundbreaking, or
no? It's
solidifying ink in the nipples,
making it, you know, large and in charge.
I feel like that would take a lot of money and research and time for something that's not wholly necessary.
They spend a lot of money and research and time on a whole bunch of bullshit.
They
so,
add this
to the roster.
Hey, man, that's how we got LSD.
They could put a little implant in there. They could put a little nipple implant in there, a little BB or something. It would always be
hard, though. A little beep.
little beep beep.
Your nipple would always forever be hard.
I'm all right with that.
Never.
That's why people get nipple rings, right?
I got no problem with that either. Yes,
no.
Sir. That is why, to enjoy that nipple feeling,
wait,
baby.
Right. You know, always want that sheer nipple rub.
What?
I feel like your nipples can be
chafed,
flat when you have them.
Nah.
Huh? Yeah, they can get hard.
No, I said I think they can get flat.
Flat.
Like, not hard.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not permanently hard.
Yeah.
No,
I know.
They're not. They're not permanently hard.
But like a stiff breeze hits you.
I know this from experience. It feels great, actually.
He's,
when I first got mine pierced.
He's got someone's nipples.
When I first got my nipples, the first time I got my nipples pierced, because I've had them pierced twice.
why twice? Both
because,
of them twice?
Yeah, because they came out, the piercings came out, and they closed up really fast.
They come out and just like you're watching as they seal, like,
yeah, it's really hard to get the nipple,
no, literally,
nipple ring,
honestly,
back in there, bro. It's really hard.
I will say, because I also dealt with this, if you take it out and it's like, I mean, it could just be like 2-3 days,
yeah, no, yeah, and it'll be closed
and the
up.
Shit, like once you try to put it back in, it's just not working.
And I got my nipples pierced at like 21. Me and some friends got each other Christmas presents, and that was piercings. So me and two friends went and got some piercings. That was the first time I got my nipples pierced, but it was in Iowa, and it was December. It was freezing outside, snow on the ground. And that shit felt great leaving that goddamn shop.
And why don't y'all get your genitals pierced like adults?
No.
Not getting my fucking dick pierced.
That seems awful.
I don't want to have to pee sitting down. I like the option of being able to stand.
Oh, because you'd spray everywhere, right?
Depending on what type of piercing you got.
You get the ladder on the top, and then you don't have to worry about no pee problems like that.
The ladder goes underneath.
Oh, no. I need to get my money back. Oh, no.
The ladder goes in.
Oh, what have I done?
The ladder goes under on the bottom half, on the under half of the dick, not on the top.
That seems fucking awful. Honestly, anybody who gets their
motherfucker if you get that.
Wiener or clitoris pierced or any part of your vagina or dick.
Usually it's the clitoris that they get pierced.
Don't do that. Bro, like, I think you should, like, maybe go, like, to therapy or something first.
De-hood the clit. De-hood the clit. We're making that stick. De-hood the clit.
No!
Yeah, de-hood that engine.
That's not...
That's right. We're going to start circumcising these clits. Like, boys get circumcised. Yep, we're doing chosen. This.
No,
it's only, it's only fair. I thought you wanted equality.
Equal rights.
No.
Get equal amounts of their left.
No quality this time, just for the good stuff, huh?
Just for the good stuff,
I don't think so. I don't think that's the way that we're fucking doing it.
No, we'll pick and choose what we want equality on.
We need equality for all.
Thank you.
That's exactly what y'all trying to do, pick and choose, but that's not how it works.
That is how it works, yeah.
Nope. Equal genital mutilation.
No!
This is what we need to be fair.
No, no, no.
Absolutely.
No. Denied.
No, you're wrong. We're not doing this. I'm going to start getting loud about this.
Okay.
You guys feel about loud people in public?
Well, loud people in public are the best. No,
they're worse. They're fucking worse.
Come on, you don't want to hear everyone's conversation around you? You don't want to know their whole day?
No, I do not.
I love listening.
You don't want to be assaulted by proximity?
I feel like a spy.
I do not. I see you're on FaceTime. You're already annoying me doing that. But you also got to be fucking loud.
Yeah,
why
but like,
are you yelling?
But why aren't why you are just you enjoying the fucking story?
Why
like,
can
bro,
I hear a conversation in this Winn-Dixie?
Why aren't you just enjoying the damn story?
Because the story is usually not interesting.
It's terrible.
Usually.
It could be if you made it.
I was gonna say you gotta listen to the whole thing.
You have
you gotta
to listen
get the build up.
Yeah, well, you gotta listen to it, and then you gotta build off of it, and then like,
what's worse, a loud white woman getting upset, like. Like that starts like you can hear them getting upset.
Oh no, that high pitched shit.
Yeah,
that
where
slowly
like
rises.
Yeah, where you know something's gonna be an issue in like 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like
wow,
you can peg it first, and you can hear the huffing,
mm-hmm.
and then the increased huffing,
mm-hmm.
or like a baby going off in an inappropriate baby location.
Baby,
what are
a baby
inappropriate
going?
Baby locations?
A movie theater, a fancy restaurant, a...
Oh, gosh.
Like, a fancy restaurant, $25 plates and above.
An airplane.
Don't bring your fucking kids. Airplanes isn't quite fair because you like, may
is,
not
yeah,
have
is,
a choice.
It is what yeah. it is, airplane.
No, yeah. airplane's worse because you don't have a choice. You're just stuck around this fucking...
Well, yeah. And you're
their
stuck
ears
in that
are
metal
probably
going to
pop. Yeah, dude. You,
that definitely sucks, but you can't, like, be mad at... the parent for that because like the kid
no yeah
like the you can't be mad at the kid or the
there's
parent,
only so much that
suck.
They can do.
I mean you really yeah. shouldn't be mad anyway. Kids the, cry like what the fuck are they supposed to you
with
know
the rest,
gonna
and,
do?
In this scenario the restaurant's worse than just a person being loud because it's like you actively brought your fucking baby
you knew
to this fucking five-star restaurant
right and like yeah you could say oh I need a break but also
and
at the same
baby?
Time yeah like I gotta pay a lot of money to be here and you're bringing your little desk.
I'm trying to.
Nah.
I'm trying to eat my delicious lobster bisque.
Well, the thing
piece
is like
kids over there fucking throwing a fucking fit.
And this isn't everybody, because some people, what? You know, are very considerate with their kids, and you know, are able to like. I mean, and I'm not saying you have to do it, but like some people will like you know pick their kid up, like maybe walk around with them outside or do different things, like you know, like actually try. To tend to their kid, but then there's also people who don't.
More people should just hit their kid. Just start hitting them.
Or just, yeah. you know, they could slap them, I guess, upside the head.
Absolutely.
Don't do that.
It ain't gotta be hard. Just enough to get your attention, you know.
I think being loud in general It depends on where you are. Depends on the setting. Like, are we at a sports game, right? Like, does it make sense for you to be loud now? Like, I think really, like, setting makes such a huge difference.
Here's the thing. There's a particular type of loud that's just fucking irritating. Like, let's say, for example, if we're in, like, a bar or a club, right? It's already, like, a loud air. Like, it's already loud. It's already fucking loud.
So why can't I
still fucking hear you yelling?
Well, because I need you to hear me. The fuck?
No, I don't. What the fuck are you? No.
Why wouldn't I be yelling?
Why are you? No. I should not be able to hear you over this loud ass fucking music. But that's the point.
Then why would I be talking to you? Like, if you can't hear me over the music, then how am I going to talk to you?
What makes you think I want your drunk ass yelling in my ear?
Did we come here together? I'm confused.
No, I'm talking about in general. Like, if I'm in, like, say, a bar or something, or a club, you know what I'm saying? It is the art.
But then that's what we're talking. Like, if you're at somewhere, okay, like, if you're somewhere and you're with your own group of friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
At a separate end of the mm-hmm. bar, and on the other end you can hear someone else's conversation, then yeah, they're being fucking loud at that point for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But to just talk to people within your circle when you're in that type of environment, you're gonna have to definitely, like, be loud. You can't talk in a normal voice like how we are now and think that you're gonna get fucking heard, because you will not. So
I don't know. That shit just some of us like motherfuckers. See, this is why I hate fucking the selfie cameras. Cause, like, motherfucker, everybody want to fucking go live and talk. Like, I hate motherfuckers who just loud.
Nah, you gotta respect their willingness to just disregard.
It's like, why are you yelling right now? Why are you yelling at me through your fucking camera?
Cause they want attention. They need attention.
Stop yelling.
Look at me.
Stop yelling. I see you.
I have friends.
I see your little dumb ass party you're at. Why are you fucking yelling right now?
Why the fuck? I just opened my camera and there's this thing that says AI.
Oh, that's the dolphin mode.
What is the AI? The dolphin mode.
That's to talk to the dolphins.
It corrects the photos.
No, I'm turning this off.
Don't turn it off. All your photos are going to look like booty now.
You yelling about some damn AI right now. Get move. Get this shit out of here.
Wow, team. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Naturally blurry.
Get it out of here. You see?
The AI are going to use that.
She yelling about AI and she's still taking a fucking photo with AI.
I'm not
Foolishness. Foolishness.
Yeah, it's got your information. It's got the way you look now.
It's got your bank card.
Got a current picture. It can find you.
I am not using
it. It's going to copy your voice and it's going to call your grandma and tell your grandma you've been in a car accident and you need money.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, that's not possible because my grandma passed away.
It's not going to call your grandma.
A grandma. Okay. Well,
just any grandma.
Any grandma now.
Just pick one.
No.
It's going to go to the future.
When I'm a grandma?
And it's going to hunt you, and if I talk slow enough, I don't remember all of the synopsis of the Terminator, but, like, just imply that.
No, shut up, fuck you, no. Anyways.
She's so feisty, so rude.
So upset.
So mad.
Alright, I got something you should be upset about. This is a discussion I saw on Instagram, apparently there are people out there that do not use a washcloth to scrub their body when they are in the shower.
All right.
We've been here before.
We've been around here before. We talked about people washing their legs. I didn't think that, you know, we had to go that deep into washing your legs. I just assumed that people, you know, wash their legs when they were in the shower. Silly fucking me. Shouldn't be assuming these things.
Leg things?
We have now evolved.
Did I do leg things?
Yeah, did you do leg things? Are you getting leg dirty?
What do you mean?
Have you been sweating out of your knee pits?
If you got pores, it sweats.
Yeah, you got stinky knee pits.
Your legs are gonna sweat.
I mean, you know.
No.
A little bit of salt on your body ain't gonna hurt.
No, don't be running around
just
here
make it a little
shins.
Tangy sometimes.
And the water washes it all off.
No. No.
Water's
no,
taking it down, no. and I got fingernails. No, as I'm scrubbing the soap in, I'm just getting in there with my fingies.
No. That is, and then why are you scratching trifling all over your body when you could just use a towel? Like, that's crazy.
Nah, my hands.
That's crazy. You know, washcloths,
my hands are nice and rough.
They have a grip on them. There's also the loofah, like, no, the little the sponge. Loofus. No, the sponge. The little circle sponges that you can buy for like $1.
I'm not putting sex toys in my bathroom.
That's not. It's a sponge thing. Also, the gloves. I will say the gloves I always use. I replace my gloves every couple of whenever I decide to replace the gloves. But the gloves.
It sounds like the right amount of time.
First off, what glove? What type of glove? Are you using shower gloves?
They're exfoliating shower gloves.
They're basically
washcloths.
Yeah, they're basically washcloths.
But they're rougher.
Gloves.
They're rougher.
Listen,
than washcloths.
You know what you want. It's just
now they're exfoliating.
Yeah, you gotta
they
scrub.
Are exfoliating.
You gotta scrub your body. Glove. If you just use your hands or you just use soap and rub that on your body, you're not getting clean enough. It's not rubbing
you're
off.
You're getting clean enough.
You're not rubbing off the dead layer.
Cells.
I've got scratchy fingernails. I don't understand what you guys don't
say. So under your fingernails.
You're not scratching every part of your body like that.
All over.
Under your fingernails, do you see dirt?
Well, and then I do the bear scratch on my palms after that. So
you
do a complex.
You have to get the, well, not, but the dead skin. It looks.
You like, get the schmeg. You get the taint.
Anything involving schmegma needs to be cleaned with a fucking washcloth. That needs to be old school. That needs to be cleaned.
She's going
to
eat herself off the couch.
Use a couple washcloths.
You gotta use your fingies.
You use multiple washcloths, and you only use them once. And once you're done,
if God intended us to use washcloths in the shower, He wouldn't have given us waterproof skin.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure it works like that.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works because using towels still doesn't penetrate your skin enough. But it does to clean it. It needs it to clean it to get the dead skin off. You got to get that shit off of you. Use a towel once. And then you get rid of that. CSQ and then you right clean there. It.
You got to use harsher chemicals.
You can't use the same towel.
That's the secret of the whites. Use a harsher chemical.
No.
Harsher chemicals.
What harsher chemical do you use?
We're using bleach.
You got to come in there with a little soft scrub. A little soft scrub. You're coming in there with some Comet. So you go in blue.
Sir.
You bring Comet with the Comet. You start scrubbing yourself. Then you follow it with a little Dawn dish soap.
And then ammonia.
There you go. No need for a washcloth.
Getting the ultimate clean.
You're mustard gassing yourself. I don't really think that that's a good idea for you cleaning. That's mustard gas.
Squeaky clean you come out when you've melted the first two layers of your dermal?
I'll tell you what.
How deep you got to get down in your skin for it to become dirty again?
I had a family friend, we called him my uncle. He used to brush his teeth with bleach.
Oh, no.
And give him
he brushed his teeth with bleach? Did he have white teeth?
He had white teeth.
But when did they start turning yellow at a certain point?
Well, I think that they ate away the enamel.
I'm about to say.
I think bleach is not meant for your, like, body.
But you don't drink it.
No, but it's not meant for, like, body parts.
Yeah, you don't
including
drink
bones.
It. Nah.
Yeah, you don't drink it. You just spit it out. Yeah.
But bleach is not meant for any part of it. Like it's not like if you put it in your eyes. Oh, you just rinse it out. Like no, you don't put bleach in any part.
Well,
of your body.
If you get bleach in your eyes, that's what you do. Though is you rinse it out.
Well, you should rinse it out. Yes, but I'm saying that it's not a. It's not
your space boy. Oh, the bleach. Keep it in.
I'm just saying, like, bleach should not be a part of
the body cleaning routine.
Yeah, no, just any hygiene practices. You should refrain from using bleach properly. Yes.
Yeah, refrain from using bleach. No on the bleach, and yes on the washcloths. I'm gonna say no to loofahs too. Unless you throw them away, but I know people will be having loofahs in their goddamn goddamn shower for half the fucking year. You got one fucking loofah you're using, all the bacteria that you're scrubbing off is just sitting on
that loofah has its own layer of skin.
Exactly. That loofah has a life of its own. Bad loofah is a person.
That fucking washcloth will become a person too if you don't fucking change it.
Right. It's gonna happen. That fucking
just sitting up there sucking that shit up.
Skin cells. Skin cells.
Use something to age you, and like cleaning off those dead skin cells and all that sweat and grime and blah, blah, blah. But whatever you use, number one, make sure you rinse it out after you've used it. And if you can't replace it every day, at least every other day, you should, you know, try to.
Every day, like there's no, there's no excuses. Grab a different goddamn towel. And you need multiple towels sometimes. I know I have friends that came to visit me, female friends that came to visit me. They needed like 4 or 5 towels.
Right.
This chick needed one for the top half.
Yep.
One for the bottom half.
Yep.
One for the vagina.
Yep.
And one for the face.
A whole pussy minimum. Towel?
Wait a minute.
Whole pussy towel.
Whole pussy towel.
Well, wait. No. That's not the... First of all, that's,
you don't
that shouldn't
get,
be new you to you guys. You don't use the face towel on the coochie, and you don't use the coochie towel on your face.
Why can you not use the face towel on the coochie?
Because of that pH.
What do you mean? Because like, here's the thing.
You just washed your face, though, right?
No, but there's certain like facial cleansers that I might use on my face that I would not put on my coochie.
Yeah, but you cleaned them all off.
No, but like if you wash your face like with a certain facial cleanser... And, like, you rinsed it, but then, like, you dried it with a, like, let's say a washcloth, right? That washcloth would still have, like, some of that facial cleanser on there, and you just don't want to, like, mix.
Every day, I thank God for how, like just easy my junk is, because I would... I don't know if I could take care of
it. The only one that confused me is... It wasn't even complicated. The only one that confused me wasn't even the one for, like, the cooch. It's the top and bottom towel, because it's like, why not just wash your top first, then the bottom,
right? Scrub down.
Personally, again, I use gloves.
I mean, you got the on the upstairs, you got the armpits. You know, arms, depending on what kind of job you have and shit, your arms get pretty dirty, sweating and shit on the upper body, and then you got a towel for your legs and your feet and shit, which is also, you know, feet be dirty and shit. So, top half, bottom half. I don't know. These bitches might have just wanted to use all my towels in the goddamn shower.
They get in there and they were like, oh, Trail got them
eggs. Ooh, look at these towels. Yeah.
He got that nice extra towel. Fluffy towel. To
use them all up. That is a possibility as well. All I'm saying, you need to scrub. This is the last time I'm going to teach you people how to fucking shower. You need soap. You need water. You need a wash, one or multiple washcloths. You need to exfoliate the dead skin off your body, and you need to clean your ass.
Actually, isn't this the best time to mention our new Patreon tier and the rewards you get for subscribing to that Patreon?
Are we providing soap now for the Patreon?
Scrubbing ass services?
Yeah, and ass scrubbing services.
Separately, on a separate note, you know there's ball deodorant? You guys seen the ball deodorant stuff?
There's ball deodorant.
Finally, yeah. Thank God.
Apparently there's deodorant for your balls.
Get me that link. Take my money.
I saw a thing about there's this underwear they have now where it creates like a little hammock for your balls.
Oh, they got the ball pouch, yeah.
The ball pouch. I was like, wow, that seems nifty because then you don't have to get like sticky balls. I mean, that's what the commercial said at
okay,
least.
Okay, but TMI, if you have a lot of balls,
shut it
and
down.
You don't want that shit just like
shut down.
Propped up and forward.
Shut it down.
It's in a separate pouch thing, so they're supposed to hang down in there.
I tried as big boss as you.
Shut it down.